The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo.
So this whole, you know, idea of something happens, your kids are grown, they're out of the house, and how long would it take for someone to notice that you're missing? Now, if you've still got a job, obviously, Snow Cone or myself, we would notice that you're missing, and we would probably be the ones to eventually go check on you. You said don't check in the first 24 hours because you might be on a bender.
Yeah, right.
But
give me a moment.
Eventually we would go check on you. Now, if you're retired, those are always the stories that just break your heart. Someone's retired, they're widowed, and they live alone, and something happens to them, and maybe the kids don't call as often as they should, because most kids don't. They don't check in. And then they finally are like, hey, has anyone heard from mom? And they realize, oh, mom's been dead for a month and a half in her recliner, and they go over there and, I mean, I've seen the stories where the loved one is mummified in the recliner, you know, and nobody knew. I watch all these true crime shows. Sometimes, you know, in true crime shows, they're always interviewing family members and friends to tell us about the victim. I was watching one the other day, and the person that they had to interview was the woman's hairdresser. And she was also the one who reported her missing to the police because she didn't have any family or friends who were looking for her. She had family and friends, but they weren't looking for her. Or I guess she had family, and she had a husband, but apparently they weren't looking for her, and so the hairdresser was the one who finally said, you know, she hasn't been in here in like a month. Where is she? And she finally went to the cops, and the cops were like, why are you telling us this? And she's like, because I don't know that anyone else cares. And it's sad. It sucks. And we all fear, well, we're all going to die alone, but there's levels of dying alone.
Sure.
But what about going to
it alone?
What about going to work in a large corporation, at an office for a large corporation, and clocking in the morning and going to your desk and then dying at your desk and then no one noticing that you've been dead, even though the building's open, it's not a holiday, no one notices that your work isn't showing up, that 4 days you lay dead at your cubicle before someone goes, what stinks? And by the way, they already said something stinks before this, but they're like, there's nothing wrong with the plumbing. They never thought to go check on you. It takes 4 days before finally someone's like, oh.
Steve's dead in his cubicle?
She's dead. That's
a Wells
problem.
Fargo employee went to work the morning of Friday, August 16th, and never went home. 60-year-old Denise Prudhomme scanned into work at 7 o'clock in the morning. 4 days later, police responded to the office building for reports of a subject down. Prudhomme was declared dead. The Tempe Police Criminal Investigation Bureau is investigating, but do not suspect foul play.
They managed to talk to one of the employees who said, look, don't say my name and don't show my face, because I don't want to get fired. But no one noticed that she was missing. And we were walking around the office, and we started to smell something, but we just kind of thought that maybe it was sewage or something. I don't know. And then eventually someone noticed that Denise over there, she'd been in the same outfit for a while. Like, oh, that's Denise. She's not moving.
Sitting at her chair.
They make it sound like she's slumped over at her desk, I guess. But she's in her cubicle. And the employee said, look, part of the problem, too, is that her cubicle wasn't on, like, the level that gets the most foot traffic. Well, I saw this Wells Fargo office. It's huge. It could be their headquarters for all I know. It's a big, big building. And it looks like they own, if not all of it, they own this big piece of it. Says Wells Fargo on it, and so they're saying there's multiple floors, but that means it's like Office Space, the guy in the basement, you know, you just get moved down further and further. It almost sounds like they're saying this, Milton, yeah, thank you, it's almost like they're saying this cubicle was in a spot that not a lot of people walked by, and it was on a floor that people didn't walk by. And for 4 days, Denise sat there dead at her desk before finally someone calls the police. I think that is now officially the most depressing,
depressing thing
I've heard.
I mean, the old countryman face of my grandmother's not great.
That's not bad. She was just out to eat alone.
That's bad.
Because she died there?
Yeah, or the old country buffet, out to eat alone.
She had money to go out to eat. That's something. All she could eat. Oh yeah, just money for that. Like, that's super cheap. And she was able to, you know, she was still mobile. She was getting around, so she wasn't stuck in her house. Those people who die, you know, in their recliner and nobody notices for days, I feel worse for them. Your grandmother was out in public. She was doing what she loved. Well, maybe she liked being alone. You've said that you like going out to eat alone.
In Westland, Michigan.
You were just talking a couple weeks ago about how one of the great things is going out to eat alone and have breakfast.
I mean, maybe she was having a good time. It's just not like when you're born, you know, and you start dreaming about, you know, what you're going to do. I'm guessing it's not end up alone in an apartment in Westland, Michigan, walking across the parking lot in the middle of winter.
How did she get over there? Did she ride the bus? She didn't drive. Riders had a different one.
Her condo was right there.
Oh, so she literally hoofed it over there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what killed her probably, right? That walk.
I think it was super close.
Yeah, but still, she was like 90-something, wasn't she?
She was in her 60s.
What?
Yeah, it's maybe 70.
Oh, my God. That's a little more depressing. I thought she was like 95 years old in a muumuu.
No.
Oh, okay. I've had the wrong image in my head this whole time. Didn't you have
70-something.
I thought you had a grandmother that was really, really old, and she was British.
That's my other grandma.
Oh.
She died like at 99 in hospice.
Well, who got her head stuck between the toilet and the wall?
The old one.
The older one. Yeah. The non-country buffet one.
Yeah. And the British one.
And how long was her head stuck between the toilet and the wall before someone came to rescue her?
My dad came over and she was stuck naked.
But he just happened to check on her?
Yeah, he always went over there and checked on her. So.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
She fell down and got stuck between the toilet.
You go over and you're like, Mom, and you hear her voice.
Right, there's nothing but
old. And then you go up
on ankles.
Right, because she's not expecting.
No,
she didn't get dressed for company.
Man, no.
She wasn't expecting to get stuck, and now her ass is in the air. And also, why was your head down there? You know,
well, she fell off. She hurt herself.
She fell off the toilet.
Like, yeah.
And then she tried to get up.
Old.
And then,
yeah.
Oh my God. Sometimes they're just too old. You know.
Yeah. Well, she would say that. I used to call her. How you doing, Grandma? I wish I was dead. No one needs to live this long.
I wish I was dead.
Yeah, I wish they'd just take me.
Well, you hear people say they outlive their friends and all that.
Yeah, all my friends are, you know, everybody's gone. I'm 99 years old. What am I doing?
Wow. Well, okay. I don't know that I'll ever
live that long. All she ate was apple pie and Frosties.
Just trying to make it happen?
Literally for 30 years.
Just
apple pie, and then she would drive her car to get a Frosty.
Because she didn't care. She was ready.
I'll just eat whatever I want.
Yeah, that
she put cheese on her apple pie.
Yeah, a lot of old-timers do that.
I don't know why.
American cheese. People at the restaurant used to
British
do that.
Or something? I don't know.
I don't know, but we used to have people at the restaurant do it because one of our desserts was apple pie, and they asked for a slice of American cheese on it. But it might be good. I've never tried it. I'm also, though, I'm not a French fries in the Frosty guy either.
Oh, I like that.
I got nothing against sweet and salty. It's just that I don't like sullying my ice cream like that. Or I don't like sullying my French fries like that. But yeah, dying. Look,
I do like Frosties.
I love them. This woman was 60 years old. She's still going to work. Which that kind of sucks. But I guess that's how it goes now.
She checked in at 7 a.m.
7 a.m. at 60.
And she was still busting her ass for Wells Fargo, and that's
exactly
how much they cared about her.
Yep.
Literally, she probably thought, I have to get in at 7 a.m. because if I don't do this, I'm going to get in trouble. They're going to know, like all this stuff. But the truth of the matter is, and let that be a lesson to you. I've said this over and over again. Your paycheck for 99% of us is a participation trophy.
Yeah.
No one cares. If you die tomorrow, the company just keeps going. They don't even know. But it's part of their job, I believe, in the world of making billions, is that they just have to employ some people.
Yeah.
So they just employ people. But no one knows what you do. I know you think, because you're the main character in your story. So, of course, your job has to be important. But it's not.
Well, the crappy thing is,
you can literally die in your cubicle and no one would know. Like, the work that you didn't turn in is not going to get, it's just not going to get noticed. No one's going to know.
But what if she'd been late? I think the crappy thing is that they might be up her ass for being late.
Oh, right.
That's
no.
just it. It's like, hey, you clocked in at 7:30, and it's like, hey, I was dead for 4 days.
Oh, they want you there.
Right.
They want you there, but yeah, so, no, they didn't even know that she didn't clock in. They didn't know that she didn't clock out. They didn't know that she didn't clock in. They didn't know.
Right.
They don't know.
Well, they think she's working overtime. She clocked in at 7. She must be really burning the midnight oil. And then they probably checked, like, hey, you're not allowed to have that much overtime. That's probably what it led to. Oh, I'm sure she was salaried. Actually, I don't know. I mean, being in a cubicle, 60 years old.
All those people, I always say that. I know you're going to get mad. All those people, you're against your kid getting a participation trophy. That's your paycheck. That is literally your paycheck for 90% of Americans. It's like, look what you did today. You got out of bed. You went to a job. And you participated. You tried. Congratulations. We're going to pay you.
You just showed up.
Right. And the other 10%, those are the people who win championships. Those are winners. They get the big trophy. That's the bigger paycheck. That's more responsibility. Those are the people who won the playoff games. But most of us, it's just, look, congratulations. You participated.
Well, congratulations. You've been dead at your cube for four days. And working at 60 is not uncommon, obviously. My dad worked until he was 79, and he went in at 7 in the morning or whatever. It's bull S, and I mean, he liked the place where he works, but...
They just had somebody else do it.
When he died, they weren't like, what are we
going
to do?
If we die tomorrow, this radio station just keeps going.
They're probably a little bit relieved. Don't you think? They're probably... Right. I think they might be a little bit relieved. I know a lot of people listening would be.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
I can't do it. It's too much. I gotta go home.
Why? What do you gotta do?
I don't know.
Home?
I gotta pee.
You got nothing to do at home.
There's a restroom here.
Yeah, you can go.
You can pee here.
I don't like peeing in public.
What are you talking about? They got a urinal in there and everything. Mm-hmm. I love going in there. Let's check out how my grooming situation's been going.
Come on, man. I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, you're the one that said you had to pee. I'm just saying, you can pee here. You don't have to go home to pee.
I want to go home.
I know you want to go home. Everyone wants to go home. Trust me, the lady who died at her cubicle wanted to go home, and then she ended up dying. She thought that day, well, at least I'll be going home in a few hours, and then she died. Mm-hmm. So she did not think when she checked in that morning, like, this is where I'll end it all.
She was 60 years old. Her family wasn't looking for her.
Right. Like, nobody's worried here after 4 days. I mean, it's a combination of those fears. How many days does it take before somebody cares? Because that indicates how many people in your life
talk to you. Fargo.
Just sitting in a cubicle.
Punching in that I'm late on my mortgage. Just wrecking my life. Yeah. You old bat.
Yeah.
You old battle axe.
You know what? The truth is, you probably weren't doing the world
probably
a whole hell of a lot of good.
No, you probably wrecked my credit 100 times.
Yep, and she was probably doing
nobody
it again.
Liked you because you were just one of those people calling, like, you going to pay your mortgage or not? Oh, shit.
I do
it,
my job,
Sally.
Sir. You do yours. Maybe this won't happen to you. It's like, maybe you'll die alone.
Maybe you'll die alone, Sally.
Right there in that cubicle. That ugly cube, and people are going to walk by you. Your coworkers are going to walk by you and not even notice you're dead because that's what they think of you. You mean nothing to them.
Nothing.
You can literally die in front of them and they don't notice the difference.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's
what a magnetic
bad personality. Exactly. Exactly. Remember, I told you.
And then you already kind of stink because they walk by like it smells, which is Sally's cubicle.
And the place, yeah, exactly. The place smells like
that old
sewage.
Bitch. Smells like old bitch.
Probably Sally over there. Crap.
What do you smell? Smells like Sally. Old bitch Sally.
That's why we don't come on this floor ever.
Scent of old bitch.
I'm glad they moved her up here. Also, seeing she gets to work on the floor where no one is. They're like, oh, we're going to put you up there. You'd think that they'd start the younger people there. You start on this floor, you get to move to the main floor once you're established. But no, Sally, she's there at 60 years old. Like, no, go to the place where no one is, and no one will notice you. Remember I told you to be afraid before we did news earlier? I said, you need to be afraid, and you didn't listen to me. You don't take me seriously.
I do take you seriously. I want you to know that. Stop it.
You don't take me seriously.
You always say that when we get into arguments, and I do take you seriously.
You need to be afraid. You've got children.
I want to look at you. I hear you. And I understand you.
Okay. Well, then
love. And your feelings matter.
It's not just my feelings.
And your warnings are
important.
Heated.
Important. And I do this for you.
Thank you.
I don't do it for me. So, will you please listen to me?
I'm listening now.
I'm going to tell you why you need to be very afraid before we get out of here. Because people are upset. They're like, what was it? Now I'm afraid of everything. I don't want people to be afraid of everything. I said earlier, be afraid. I don't want you to be afraid of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, leaving bad reviews, be afraid of that. But I don't want you to be afraid of everything.
Be afraid of your cubicle and dying in.
Your cubicle and dying in. Yep, make sure that somebody knows where you're at. You'd think they know where I'm at. I'm at work and my coworkers know, but they don't. Don't take that for granted. But no, I'm going to tell you the real reason you need to be afraid before we get out of here. And then you can go home, okay? You're almost there. You can go pee, too. So close.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart. You will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I just want you to know the headlines say fears grow.
As?
That's how this
fears grow as?
Fears grow as now a teenager has been left paralyzed and on a ventilator.
Why?
From a mosquito.
No. Stupid triple
thing. In Missouri. In Missouri.
Oh,
I told you guys it was coming this way.
Okay, I don't like that.
You did not believe me.
No, it
you
was
thought,
okay
oh,
when it was
it's
Boston.
An East Coast thing. It's like, you know,
just a
Lyme disease.
Southie racist. It didn't bother me.
Yeah, no.
Now
I told you.
Someone got
they
bit by a mosquito. Where in Missouri?
Way. They're coming this way. Well, he's over in the St. Louis area, but if they went from Vermont,
hey,
Massachusetts
quick.
That fast over here. Now, this wasn't Tripoli. I know you guys are scared of Eastern encephalitis, whatever.
Exodontal.
Equestrian.
Equine encephalitis. I know you guys
equine.
Are scared. Yeah, it's Eastern equine. I think that's what it is.
A horse mosquito?
Yeah.
It's a horse disease.
The size of
a horse?
Maybe they got it from horses. I don't know. But
it's not a mosquito
Eastern,
the size of a horse.
No. Eastern equine.
That would be frightening.
They could be horse mosquitoes. Like, maybe that's a thing.
I don't know what that is.
There's deer ticks, right? So maybe there's horse mosquitoes. Anyway, this is not Triple E. Oh, no. The Triple E. The Triple E scared you. The Triple E scared you, right? And it, as it should.
He told us
killed,
to be scared.
It's killed two people. Yeah, well, you better be scared, is what I'm saying. It's killed two people already. One of them was
well,
a little bit older.
Well, you told us that Triple E moved to Missouri, but now you're saying
I'm saying deadly mosquitoes are moving.
But this one didn't start
here.
In Boston, did it?
Well, I don't know. Its parents could have. I really don't know. I'm just saying that the disease is spreading as we've had these high temperatures and something with water and rain and heat. It's a problem. The disease spreading mosquitoes are becoming a bigger and bigger problem, and now they're right here in our backyard. And this one was one that they scared us with in the early 2000s, as you should have been scared. But we just forgot because then we get hit with so many other things like the Zika virus and the Eastern equine whatever encephalitis.
Sure.
But don't
Wild
forget
bird
about
flu.
Don't forget bird flu exactly, and then COVID. I mean, it was
Man.
You know, killer bees. When I was a kid, it was killer bees. Killer bees.
What about killer
on their
bees?
Way. Killer bees. That was a big thing. Remember that in the early 90s? Killer bees have made it into the United States. They're in Texas. They're headed north.
I don't remember
north.
The early 90s all that well.
Oh well, yeah, it was a big deal, and now I think they're everywhere, and they're just you know a little more aggressive than honeybees. But at the time, we were very scared. But look, this was a healthy teenager who was bit by a mosquito, got the West Nile virus, and is now been left paralyzed and on a ventilator.
In
That's
suburban
scary.
St. Louis, 18-year-old John Proctor VI, known as BB, lies paralyzed in a hospital bed on a ventilator. His father says it started earlier this month when the recent high school graduate complained about headaches and dizziness. Then symptoms escalated.
His speech was slurred. He couldn't raise his arms up and he couldn't smile.
Hospital doctors placing the previously healthy teen in intensive care. The diagnosis, West Nile virus from a mosquito bite, paralyzing him from the neck down.
From the neck down. This sounds like when you had ALS for a couple months, right?
Was he going to get better?
Can't lift your arms, couldn't smile, you're starting to slur your words. They don't know. It would take a miracle. It would take a miracle. The family took the teen back to the hospital. They taken him in there like, hey, something's wrong, right? He's got these tension headaches. He's dehydrated. And they're like, oh, let's just get him some liquids. Then they take him back to the hospital because he started violently vomiting. And his father was like, okay, that's bad. If he's describing it as violently vomiting, that's just not like he puked a lot.
Yeah.
He would say that. It's violent. That tells me there's a speed to it. Yeah. And this time, doctor said the teen had some sort of stomach bug, right? So they give him some sort of over-the-counter medication and send him home. But then it doesn't get better. It gets worse. A fever starts coming, like a high fever, like 103, then 104. They couldn't get it to break. Nothing would get it to go down, so they took him to the emergency room. They said, well, he's got a stomach bug. They're saying the same thing that the last doctor said at the other hospital. Oh, stomach bug. So then they think maybe he's got meningitis. But They came back clear when they tested for meningitis. So they send him home with over-the-counter medication. But the teen's symptoms worsened. Now he's becoming lethargic. He's slurring his words. He's having trouble lifting his arms up. Then he can't smile. And his parents are like, there is something going on here. They finally get him into intensive care because he can barely move. And boom.
They finally has West Nile virus.
Diagnose him with West Nile virus.
Can they give him anything for West Nile virus?
Paralyzed from the neck down. I don't know, can't you have gin and tonics or something for West Nile virus?
I don't believe that's true, is there?
Isn't there something in tonic that they take for mosquitoes?
What about if they would have taken it, if they would have known it was West Nile earlier, could they have given him something like,
what do you give for a virus? There's no vaccine or treatment for West Nile, so maybe it wouldn't have mattered. But you can't help but still be a little upset that they sent him home with over-the-counter meds, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
at least if he'd been intensive care, maybe, you know, I don't know. But family said the teen's paralyzed from the neck down. He's been placed on a ventilator because he can't breathe without it. And they said about 150 people experience symptoms that affect the central nervous system, such as inflammation of the brain or meningitis, inflammation of the membranes that surround the brain, and spinal cord, according to the CDC, when you get West Nile virus. So look, while there's no treatment and there's no vaccine, look into that gin and tonic thing.
Someone just said tonic has
quinine or something.
Yeah,
clean.
Which is mildly anti-malarial.
Malaria. Damn it. There's too many diseases from these mosquitoes. Can Bill Gates just get rid of these things already?
Yeah. Do they have any purpose?
There's no purpose. They don't serve any purpose.
Nope. Like, I don't care.
Nope. There's no purpose. If you get rid of them, if you get rid of them,
just kill them all.
They're trying. Bill Gates is
trying.
Aren't
they scared of peppermint? Just kill, you know, how good would it be?
I've never heard of peppermint.
I think it's true. And I think, how good would it be if you woke up every morning and the world smelled like peppermint?
It's not so bad, right? Instead of spraying all these pesticides down
just
the street.
Peppermints.
Just make everything smell like peppermint.
Giant peppermints.
Yeah. He's taking all this time trying to give each and every little male mosquito a vasectomy. That seems like a very arduous and time-consuming process.
We can just put big peppermints
on. Peppermint on everything.
You know, after dinner mints.
I mean, I appreciate he's trying. I appreciate that they're sending these mosquitoes out there. But, you know, they're doing it in like, Africa. I think that's where they're releasing these mosquitoes that are supposed to help depopulate, maybe one day cause them to even go extinct. But they're doing it over there first because, you know, they got more disease and there's less access to healthcare and things like that. But I'm saying, look, Bill Gates, you're in America. You're American.
America first.
America first, right?
America
we got West Nile here. Let's start. Might as well just start in Missouri now and start pushing your way back because we already know these things have made it this far, these diseases.
I don't like West Nile.
I don't either.
I don't even. Where is the West Nile?
It's where it started. It's ground zero.
Like the West Nile?
The West Nile is
as opposed to like the East Nile?
The first.
Where's the Nile?
First gorilla was
infected. Is that a river?
It's a river that runs through it. And it was the first gorilla that got infected with it, and they didn't know what it was for a while.
It's not a a river of dreams?
But that no, it is
it's
not.
Like
a river of nightmares, really.
It is?
Yeah, because you get the disease over there.
Can you take me to the river?
You don't want to go. Trust me, you don't want to go. You don't want to go. You want to stay away from it. You want to stay away from the Mississippi River at this point.
Drop
them
in the water?
They got West Nile.
It's like a river
there,
of deceit.
Exactly. Yeah, it runs down.
Not in Phoenix.
Not in Phoenix, no.
Where is it?
St. Louis. The Mississippi is. The Nile is over in, Nile and Africa. Sorry, couldn't think straight. The Nile. But it's I don't want to. Don't disparage the whole Nile.
Does that river run backwards?
It's the West Nile that you got to worry about.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't trust those rivers that run backwards.
Mm-mm.
I just don't trust it. And that's where those mosquitoes come from that have that disease. That's where it starts. And then they move to St. Louis because, you know, I get it. It's affordable housing and all that stuff. And there are, you know, it's a decent sized city.
No, I mean, a lot of stuff, you know.
Yeah. I don't need them coming here next. So,
no, but I don't know.
They probably won't.
No, most people don't.
Driving down I-70 is
they'd be like, come on.
Pretty boring. Pretty depressing and pretty boring.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Hey, make sure if you want to listen to this podcast version, you can listen to the podcast. It's available on the Odyssey app. Snoko made me a cue card I could read.
Uh-huh.
Or wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, or ETC.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On twitch.tv/Church Laszlo, you can watch live or you can go back and catch up on what you missed.
Exactly.
If you missed anything. You can also rewatch our stream every day by searching the Church of Laszlo on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get in contact with us, you can talk to us or people who listen to the program. Reddit.com/r/Church of Laszlo.
That's it.
Or you can text us at 913-586-7989. Correct?
That's it.
If you want to support the people who support us, you can go to mitra-9.com. If you've heard us talk about Kratom before,
MITRA-9.com, and use the promo code PROBLEMATIC.
Get yourself some Go Packs. Take one, you know, after you get up and moving a little bit. I promise you, you'll feel better. I promise you, you'll feel better. Is that it? Are we done?
I think that's it.
Nobody else to talk about? I got some Church of Laszlo vodka coming out.
Yeah, but that's not ready. Yeah. Oh, your clothing company.
Popflyapparel.com.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
We'll get to more of it as we go. KU and Mizzou play tonight.
Rock
you're going to watch that Missouri game tonight, right?
Of course.
Rock
of course.
I'm being honest.
Of course I'm going to watch
it. It's the first Mizzou
of
count.
Of course I'm going to watch it. You're looking at me like you
that's
think
the biggest
I'm joking.
Tigers fan I know.
I'm going to text
I'm
you in the middle
be,
of it.
I'll be watching it.
You're going to ask you what play, not what the score is, because I know you'll look it up.
Don't try and make me mad about bad plays, because you're going to say something. You're going to do.
They're
going to
win by
happens.
100.
Okay, well,
Mizzou by 1,000.
Okay,
yeah, right.
Well,
they are, and KU is going to win by 40.
Okay,
they're playing Lindenwood.
Yeah,
Lindenwood.
Yeah, it's a good school academically.
I don't know anything about Lindenwood.
I don't think it's a real place.
It is apparently to play football there.
Yeah, but sometimes I think those teams are like, who do the Globetrotters play against? You know?
Oh, yeah, they just bring them in?
Yeah.
The Generals.
The Generals or something.
That's a payday for Lindenwood.
Yeah.
You know, KU's like, hey, we'll pay you $1 million. Come in here and let's kick your ass. You're like, yeah, good. Then every once in a while, those teams are like, really? We'd love to come in there. And then
whoop that ass.
Right. Yeah. You know, the unthinkable happens.
The Generals have won.
The Generals have won.
App State beat Michigan. I remember it.
Who doesn't?
Bradley Bucknell, BCU. Yep.
It happens. It happens. Anyway, is that it? We're done? I don't even know who we talked about.
Oh.
Who was that lady?
Army Hammer.
I was going to try to mention
Denise, the Wells Fargo lady.
The Wells Fargo lady, but even then, at the end of the show, nobody gives a good goddamn about her. Good show, Denise. I remember you. And your life was not in vain. I mean, it was, but not here, right? Not right now. You've been remembered, Denise. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
The Rock. I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.